Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is preposterous. That's okay, it's preposterous fun. The Marvel Comics superheroes, Ant-Man, a.k.a. Scott Lang, is played with charming bravura by Paul Rudd. The Wasp, a.k.a. Hope Van Dyne, is played with confident strength by Evangeline Lilly. Together and apart, they are big fun. Ant-Man supersizes to proportions bigger than the Pillsbury Doughboy in Ghostbusters. They are also small fun. Ant-Man shrinks to the size of, well, an ant. And the Wasp also goes from large to small. Call it Honey, I Shrunk the Superheroes, or Honey, I Blew Up the Superhero. Ant-Man and the Wasp has the fizzy fun of a good summer popcorn movie, not unlike Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, or Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. There are also elements of Back to the Future for the science-experimenting Dr. Hank Pym and excellent Michael Douglas, Fantastic Voyage for the miniaturized spaceship journey to the quantum world, Bullet for the vehicle chase scene in the hilly streets of San Francisco, and Them, with a scene of the giant attacking ant shown briefly on a television screen. The switch from Scott Lang to Ant-Man to giant Ant-Man to miniature Ant-Man, as well as the change of Hope Van Dyne to the Wasp, large and small, and the miniaturization of vehicles is super fast, superb, and part of the fun of Ant-Man and the Wasp. The movie was seen in 2D for this review. This is one film that would probably be even more fun to see in 3D. Memorable and supporting roles are Michelle Pfeiffer, Hannah John Kamen, Michael Pena, Lawrence Fishburne, Judy Greer, and Bobby Cannavale. Director Peyton Reed, who directed the first Ant-Man released in 2015, working from a screenplay by Chris McKenna, Eric Summers, Paul Rudd, Andrew Barrier, Gabriel Ferrari, based on the Marvel Comics characters, provides a good mix of action, character development, quippy dialogue, and visual puns. Ant-Man and the Wasp returns the Marvel Comics universe to its lighter side. There is little emphasis on complicated science fiction theories. The scenes are filmed in a light touch rather than a dark touch. The emphasis of the film is that of fun, of entertainment, and entertain it does. Ant-Man and the Wasp, along with Incredibles 3, is a feature movie that can be enjoyed by most all of the family. Ant-Man and the Wasp is MPAA rated PG-13 for some science fiction action violence. Opening July 20 are Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Al Parker directs Lily James, Amanda Seyfried of Allentown, Meryl Streep, and Dominic Cooper in the musical comedy sequel. Look for more ABBA hit songs, more dancing, and more fun. The Equalizer 2. Antoine Foucault directs Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal, Bill Pullman, and Melissa Leo in the crime thriller sequel. Look for Robert McCall, played by Denzel Washington, to try to right more wrongs. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.